This is a follow-up psychiatric evaluation management. Patient first name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Last name is Dickerson, D-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth is February 22, 1956. Date of evaluation is 4-28-2023. HPA history page complaint, psychiatric follow-up. For management of ongoing depression and medication review. History of present illness. This is a 67 years old female who is well familiar to her service. She's in therapy with seniors wellness group therapist Adam Walters. And last visit was on 4/26/2023. I had seen her on February 3rd, 2023 period during my evaluation. Patient acknowledged ongoing depression and attributes that, quote, nobody comes to visit her, unquote. Period. Patient was upset with her daughter for not visiting her and acknowledged that she yelled at her on phone. Rationally, patient recognizes that she does not have control over the choices her daughter makes, and she can control only herself. Peer patient also complained of right arm pain. Patient has a paralysis of right arm. She's on naproxen, robaxin, Bengay, baclofen, Keppra prescribed by PCP. Period. She continues to be on Wellbutrin, Buspar, and Xanax for depression and anxiety. Period. No thoughts of harm to self or others. Sleep and appetite is fair, but overall she did acknowledge feelings of helplessness over her physical limitations, and feels isolated at times. Next paragraph. Intermake social family history. Last visit February 3rd, 2023. Next paragraph. Review of medical family social history indicate no changes since last visit as noted above. Next paragraph. Medical record, lab diagnostic test review, check chart review, check nursing social worker. Next paragraph. Current medications. See medication page. Number one, check Wellbutrin, check Xanax. Number three, check Buspar. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, none, grooming, fair, motor movements, right side paralysis, stature, sitting, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, affect. Constricted, mood dysphoric, speech clear, thought processes within normal, suicidal homicidal ideation, deny suicidal homicidal thoughts, psychotic symptom, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, fund of knowledge fair, judgment fair, insight fair, orientation to person within normal, place within normal, time within normal, attention with the normal, concentration with the normal, memory recent with the normal, sleep problems none, appetite good. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1, plans continue Wellbutrin as prescribed. Number two, generalized anxiety disorder F41.1, plans continue Buspar and Xanax. Peter continues psychotherapy with Adam. Next paragraph, under disposition, notify service of any changes in mood, behaviors, or with any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Methods for monitoring will continue to include examination report of the patient in consultation with the interdisciplinary team, including interested member of patient's family. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for pain management. Period patient also was wondering if she could be on any weight loss medication. I don't see any indications for using a weight loss medication. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures 99308 and of dictation.